Gardaí have already removed five people's images from an online public gallery, which yesterday saw 99 pictures of persons of interest in connection with the Dublin riots published. The move generated so much interest yesterday that the Garda website crashed for a time. However, the Irish Council for Civil Liberties has questioned the decision of Gardaí to publish the images, saying that they're concerned about the impact of this on the presumption of innocence, the right to a fair trial, if any of those people are charged. Well, we're joined now by Olga Cronin, Senior Policy Officer in the area of surveillance and human rights with the Irish Council for Civil Liberties. Good morning. Welcome to the programme.
Morning. Thank you.
What are your concerns?
Hi. So basically, the Gardaí can process people's personal data for the purposes of investigating and prosecuting criminal offences. And the guards, for many years, through, let's say, RTE's crime call, for example, have published images of people there you haven't been able to identify. And there are legitimate reasons for the guards to do this. But when they do it, they have to do it in compliance with various laws, including data protection law. They also need to consider the principles of necessity and proportionality. But it's our position that this move by the Gardaí is different to, let's say, crime call. It's a move, in their own words, that's unprecedented, and it comes with significant risk. The difference between previous efforts by the Gardaí compared to what's occurring now or yesterday is the scale. And what I mean by this is that the number of images have been put out in one moment in time are, 99 people of interest, whom they are inviting the public to identify through this unique online portal, and people can do so anonymously. Then there's the factor of reach and interest. So, they held a press conference, they invited national media. This relates to a night of huge public disorder, criminal damage, violence that naturally attracted national and international attention and understandably upset and angered many, many people, not least the people directly impacted. So it's probably fair to say that this would attract, greater interest. And then on top of that, this is being done online, which means these images can be shared more widely and more quickly. With very little difficulty, they can be downloaded, screenshotted, shared and stored. And the issue for us is that, this is a significant, almost kind of outsourcing of police work by an Garda Síochána to a certain extent. And the risks, our concerns are that there could be unintended consequences to this. People have a right to presumption of innocence and the right to a fair trial.
Okay. But you say it's an outsourcing of police work. But do you accept that Gardaí need to have effective tools to bring prosecutions? And one of those tools is to seek the help of the public. They do it all of the time when they're investigating crimes. They make public appeals. And that's what they're doing here. So what's wrong with that?
100%. Gardaí absolutely need the resources, tools and time to do their job. There's no question from us there. This is different. It's a departure from what the Gardaí have done before in terms of, as I said, scale and reach. And the consequences, the unintended consequences that we're concerned about are not just, let's say, concerns over people's right to presumption of innocence.
The events here were on an unprecedented scale. You had a riot in Dublin city centre. So the response also has to be on an unprecedented scale too, doesn't it? If you have so many people who were involved in the events in Dublin a year ago, then that's naturally going to bring about a much bigger investigation, and the scale and reach of that has to be bigger.
Yeah, so the scale of, so yes, and police need to do police work. But what's happening here is that members of the public en masse have been asked to look at these images and proffer who they think those people are. So the unintended consequences of that are, that's inviting people to take part in this identification process, but what if people decide to take things further? What if people decide to take the law into their own hands? What if the Gardaí accidentally put some of these people's safety at risk?
Well, presumably, if that happens, the Gardaí will try to investigate and prosecute those people. But in relation to seeking information about the people Gardaí believe are persons of interest in relation to the Dublin riots, that's asking the public for their help. I mean, what is wrong with that? That is something that would normally happen in the course of any crime that has been committed, that the Gardaí would seek the help of the public. Just because this is on a larger scale, why does that make it different?
It does make it, it makes it different because the transfer, the storage, the sharing of information is much quicker and much wider and can happen much more quickly and within wider circles. And because of that, it brings greater risk. It brings greater risk because people...
Ultimately, though, it won't be for the courts to decide the guilt or innocence of any individual. I mean, the Gardaí have not described these people as suspects. It says that they should it should not be presumed that identification means criminal involvement in these events. So as long as somebody is getting a fair hearing in court, does it matter how they got to court in the first place and whether or not they got there because they were identified due to their image being published?
I think it does matter because we're talking about police having to do police work, but this is asking members of the public to, fair enough if they contact the Gardaí directly, but people are saying a lot of things online, sharing a lot of things online, and there is a risk attached to that. Our point is that, you know, these are the risks that we identified this morning, and we asked ourselves, how will the Gardaí protect against these risks? And the answer to these questions is that we don't know. You know, appear that the main safeguards the Gardaí are relying on, as you said, are saying that these are people of interest and said that they would take down the images of people they identify. But by putting them out there like this en masse, online, and inviting people to nominate who they believe the people are, does bring risk. It does almost invite people to dox people. And our point is that that does bring risk, and appropriate safeguards have to be put in place to ensure that, you know, that these risks are mitigated against. The Gardaí should have done a data protection impact assessment, which would outline the risks and steps to mitigate those risks. And it would be, we would very much welcome if they could publish that DPIA to allay people's concerns.
All right. Olga Cronin, Senior Policy Officer in the area of surveillance and human rights with the Irish Council for Civil Liberties. Thank you for speaking with us today.